Empire, KVCR News. I'm Shereen Awad. Former Riverside County Executive Rob Field could be hired as the next San Bernardino City Manager tomorrow. This would conclude a four-month search for a new top administrator of the city. Field left his role as Assistant County Executive Officer for Riverside County in February. He oversaw Riverside County's Economic Development Agency, which supervises county-run airports, museums, libraries, and other responsibilities. If approved, Field would start September 21st and make $285,000 a year. Lifestream Blood Bank will hold a mobile blood drive today in Palm Springs, where donors also will be screened for COVID-19 antibodies. The drive is set for the Kimpton Rowan Hotel, 100 West Taquitz Canyon Way, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Prospective donors will also have two other opportunities to donate this week in the Coachella Valley, Thursday at Desert Regional Medical Center, 1150 North Indian Canyon Drive in Palm Springs from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and on Friday at Fantasy Springs Resort Casino, 84245 Indio Springs Road in Indio from noon to 6 p.m. Blood collected through donations to Lifestream goes to more than 80 hospitals in Riverside, San Bernardino, Orange, Los Angeles, Ventura, and San Diego counties. Lifestream continues to struggle to fill its blood drive calendar, which is currently booked at 50% of normal levels. The nonprofit is struggling to collect enough blood for hospitals. Converting many Riverside County government employees into permanent telecommuters will be on the Board of Supervisors' agenda today. Supervisors Kevin Jeffries and Karen Spiegel are proposing that the board form a new committee focused exclusively on establishing telecommuting and virtual meeting policies. Since the county and state declarations of public health emergencies stemming from coronavirus in March, many county operations have shifted to telecommuting, according to the supervisors. Jeffries and Spiegel lauded cost savings netted from less overhead to sustain offices, as well as reductions in commuting and the resulting traffic and pollution, and increased quality of life for employees who may have an extra 2 to 3 hours per day with families that are no longer on the road. The county workforce is comprised of roughly 22,000 people, making the county the largest area employer in the public or private sectors. Hot, dry weather returning to parts of Northern California threatened to make conditions worse for firefighters who struggled to contain massive wildfires after a brief cooling trend. Crews working on a fire complex in Wine Country had contained 56% of it by Sunday, up from 42% a day earlier. The fires burning in rugged hills north of San Francisco have scorched 586 square miles of brush and trees, destroyed more than 1,200 homes and other structures, and killed 5 people. Nearly 2,800 firefighters are battling multiple blazes ignited by lightning 13 days ago. More than 1 million acres in California have burned this summer. The short-term cost of wildfires is in the millions of dollars. And as Cap Radio's Ezra David Romero reports, the price tag could continue to skyrocket.
Adam Rose is an expert in the economics of disasters and climate change policy at USC. He says the probability of fires costing more than a pandemic is very likely unless something is done to curb climate change fast.
Wildfires in 1 year, it's not as big as COVID, but what we should do is look at the probabilities of occurrence. I think it's fair to say the fires could be just as devastating as COVID-19.
To prevent future fires and their negative economic impact, he says forests need to be cleaned quickly with things like prescribed burns. Luckily, the state and the federal government announced a plan last week to thin 1 million acres of forest by 2025 and is in the process of creating a 20-year plan. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.